On a damp night last week, dozens of volunteers took part in Delaware's point-in-time count, aiming to determine the number of people who are experiencing homelessness, whether sheltered or unsheltered. WHYY News' Johnny Perez-Gonzalez joined the volunteers for their overnight work.
No, no cops.
No.
It's brandy wine.
In the quiet of the night, volunteers came up on an unhoused individual in her tent in the woods. She expressed fear that law enforcement were coming to displace her, her partner, and a friend. The unusual time, 1:30 in the morning, added to their worry.
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
Across the nation, it falls on the states to conduct the homeless census on a designated night, which this year took place overnight on January 24th. A team of approximately 70 volunteers was each assigned specific locations across the state to gather data on both sheltered and unsheltered individuals. Retired Air Force veteran Tamira Powell was motivated by a deeply personal experience to collect surveys and hand out care bags.
I know being homeless is a negative connotation where people see it as them possibly being lazy or not wanting to do more, but certain circumstances and, you know, situations in life is what causes some of these people to fall in hard times and therefore be out in the street.
She says helping out is a community's responsibility.
It's our job to reach back and uplift those once we move up. So that's the biggest thing for each one, teach one, reach back, help others, and uplift.
Volunteers and organizational leaders said while the point in time count serves a purpose, its reliability is limited. The count occurs on just a single night, which may result in individuals being overlooked for various reasons. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.